Welcome to GovInnovator. I'm Andy Feldman. The topic today is strengthening employee engagement in the public sector. We'll get insights from the Federal Trade Commission, which is one of the top-ranking agencies in terms of employee engagement. Our guest is David Robbins, the executive director of the FTC. Here's a clip.
If you feel like, as a staffer, that you can have access to whoever, right, in order to explore a topic that you're working on, I think that naturally, again, creates a feeling of engagement.
How can public agencies at the federal, state, and local levels strengthen their relationship with their employees to help advance the agency's mission? In other words, how can they strengthen employee engagement? We get insights today from the Federal Trade Commission. Since 2010, the FTC has been among the top three federal agencies in terms of employee engagement, according to the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, drawing on questions relating to effective leadership and supervision, as well as work that provides meaning to employees. To learn about what the FTC does to build and maintain strong employee engagement, we're joined by David Robbins, the executive director. In his role, which reports directly to the chairwoman, he oversees the administration and management of the commission. I'm glad to join him in his office in Washington. David, welcome.
Thanks, Andy. It's great to be here. I appreciate you coming in.
I know from talking with you that the FTC has built a culture over many years that emphasizes collaboration. When you started at the agency in 2004, you got some evidence early on about the agency's culture. Tell us what happened.
I joined the agency as a GS-14 attorney. And I think within the first week that I joined the agency, they brought me to meet the bureau director. And I was like, wow, I get to meet the bureau director? Within the first few months of being on board, I had meetings with the chief financial officer. As somebody who believes in flat organizations and that we should be boundaryless and not feel those hesitations, that helped me feel much more of a sense that kind of those barriers weren't there.
One strategy that I know the FTC uses is to hold a 2-day new employee retreat once a year, with the goal of not only conveying information about the agency and its mission, but also helping to connect new employees who have joined in the last year. Tell us about that effort.
Yes, we hold a retreat, a 2-day retreat for new attorneys and economists, where we present to them, provide them information about the mission across the agency. So maybe you joined a particular division within the Bureau of Consumer Protection or a particular division within the Bureau of Competition or Bureau of Economics. Well, you're hearing about the entire mission, the entirety of the mission and support offices within kind of a 2-day retreat setting. And that setting includes not just kind of presentations of substantive material, but it also provides lots of opportunity for that cadre of people to form bonds. And those bonds, I think, then result in those people having an easier time of collaborating once they're in their mission position. And having had the opportunity to not only connect with them, but to see, oh, wow, the bureau director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection came and gave a presentation at our new attorney economist retreat. Or the chairwoman of the agency came and had lunch with us during that 2-day period. It creates, I think, a kind of a feeling of a flattening of the organization, and I think breaks down barriers to communication, which I think is really important to collaboration and so engagement. I mean, if you feel like as a staffer that you can have access to whoever, right, in order to explore a topic that you're working on, I think that naturally, again, creates a feeling of engagement. Wow, I have an issue. I can go talk to somebody about it, and I don't have to kind of have that angst about, well, I've never met that person, I haven't seen that person, that kind of thing.
And you're now doing a retreat for support staff as well.
Yes. Last week, we had within my own organization, so about 88 of our staff attended what we called Mission Possible, which was our own version of that new staff retreat. 2 days hearing about the mission of the agency from people who worked on that mission. And our staff were really, I think, engaged in those conversations. And we also used that as an opportunity to have a conversation with our own staff about what can we do better around here? How can we make it a better place to work? I've started doing Ask Me Anything sessions, so I'll go out and kind of field questions from staff about anything they want to ask the executive director. And that's interesting. You know, people ask very interesting questions. And for me, it's about transparency and accountability to staff.
You've noted to me, David, that there is no secret sauce here in terms of creating employee engagement. But instead, as you phrased it, there's a whole fabric of activities that are designed to connect employees with the mission and with each other and to create a positive working environment. Give us an overview of some of the other activities that the FTC does to foster that.
There's a million things that I could probably point to in terms of things that happen throughout the year that we work on. Whether that's small things like daily communications, we have this thing called the FTC Daily that tries to make sure that people know what's going on in the agency and so further connects them with the activities that are going on, to strong mentoring programs and training programs. One of the other things I think is fairly important, we have open seasons within the organization as well as opportunities for people to do details in other parts of the organization. So if you've gotten to a point in your career where you're ready for something new, there are opportunities within the FTC to explore those things. FTCers get a chance also to kind of go out into the community and kind of share educational materials about consumer protection within their communities, which I think also kind of helps people feel excited about what we do. We have a child care center here. We have a kind of a raft of, I think, of things we try to do for employees to make this be the kind of organization where they feel like they have a good work-life balance. Each year we have an annual award ceremony where the whole agency gets together to celebrate the successes of the agency and to recognize people for the work they do. There are awards for teams, there are awards for individuals, there are awards for excellence in economics, in being a great lawyer or a litigator. There are awards for support staff. There's awards up and down the chain, culminating in the Chairwoman's Award. We partner with the Partnership for Public Service, and we participate in their leadership development program. We send a small cadre of people, usually it's about four people a year, of high potential kind of supervisors and leaders through that training program. I think that helps us to develop supervisory skills and leadership skills for kind of our next generation of leaders.
Finally, David, tell us what the agency does with the federal employee viewpoint survey data that it receives each year. And also, I know that your office collects its own data about employees in the executive director's office to supplement those federal viewpoint survey data. Tell us more about that.
Each year for the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results, our human capital management professionals spend quite a bit of time in compiling the analysis, right, and putting it in books. You may see a large binder on my desk over there. And each one of the organizational components that has specific results for them get those books. And then those leaderships and management teams work with our human capital experts to understand the results and then come up with their own action plans around it. We also do, part and parcel of that, I do a series of town halls so that we'll present to staff the results for the prior survey and field any questions they might have. This year I did three of them. I did one here in our headquarters building, one over in our Constitution Center Avenue building, and then a separate one for our regional offices. You know, the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, which I think is a great tool, can be challenging because it's a point in time, and it takes some time to get results and then get results out to our organization. We performed our own little mini pulse survey. So we selected some questions out of the survey and asked our own staff, okay, how are you feeling about this now? And unlike the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, we were able to include some kind of open-ended questions. What do you think we can do better?
My thanks to David Robbins for sharing his insights with us about employee engagement, and thanks for listening.